I also, like, I mean, I also think that, like, the depression is sort of ingrained in a lot of high-achieving cultures. Like, I think it's just, like, I mean, okay.
I don't know about depression.
I think depression's genetic. It's not a meme. It's a serious subject.
Yes.
I think that,
it's non-mimetic.
In my experience, I think the Russian nation as a whole is a pretty depressed one. Like, I think people are just, like, generally pretty sad.
I feel like that's... Is that more of a cultural phenomenon based upon, like, the literary history of your country?
I mean, it's like...
Which is based on the actual history, which has been...
Yeah, I mean...
Pretty bad.
Enlightened despots and
people
killing their sons. And
I mean, even nowadays, it just seems like... Just Russian people have a very pessimistic and it's just sort of upsetting outlook on life. And it's like... Just why? You know?
You're not alone, though. Look, I'm... non-Eastern European, and I think about death every day.
Yeah, I mean...
Could just have severe seasonal affective disorder.
Maybe. And then Russia's just always cold, so it's really...
Gotta keep the blue lamp on you.
It's just the year round.
That is a thing, isn't it? Don't you guys... If you... Have you thought about that? Like, if you were raised in Russia, you'd be huddled around a little lamp for a couple minutes every day.
Does that, like, actually happen?
That is a thing.
No, yeah, blue lamps are very effective.
It's cheaper than vitamins.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
I don't think my parents ever did that.
You gotta fake that.
Depends
on
where they live. Where do they grow up? Ukraine? No, Moscow.
No, I was born in Moscow. My parents were from Ukraine.
The climate's a little better.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean...
More sunlight.
Yeah.
No, we're talking like St. Peter's... Well, no, they have sunlight. There's that town that's like -40 every day. And everyone hates themselves.
Yeah, that's a good town.
Yeah. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah.
But I personally think that, like, thinking about things generally is pretty upsetting. Just in the sense that, like, ignorance is very much bliss when it comes to a lot of things.
Is it like, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, then you just, like, want to die?
No, I mean, they're just, like, things, like, I don't know, I think that the, like, the ability to not feel like you're not doing enough when you don't think is a good one. The ability to kind of like live in the moment is one that brings happiness.
On the other hand, with intelligence comes the ability to rationalize. Well, not that people without, you know what I'm trying to say, like, you know, you enter.
But I think it leads to more success, for sure.
Well, you can, like, justify yourself.
Yeah. But it also kind of leads you... You kind of know about the opportunities that you're missing, and you know about the possibilities. Like, opportunity cost of all your actions, like, you're aware of that. And you're also aware of, like what you could be, and, like, the kind of, like, limitlessness that is... existence in your imagination, and like how you could be all these things, but you also are aware that you won't be all of these things.
I think everybody has that, though. It's like I wanted to be an astronaut, a firefighter, a lawyer, a historian. Now I'm just like, I want to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, I don't even have that.
I mean, for some people,
I want a meme.
I think some people live. Do you think people like live happy lives? I think some people live happy lives.
I think a lot of people live happy lives.
Do you think people like I think people live happy lives, right?
Based upon some level of statistical analysis, the happiest man in the world lives in Hawaii. He is a 64-year-old Asian man, and he's loving life. At least he's supposed to be. As far as I know, he is, but that's what they say.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical of things like that. But I imagine that there are people who are, like really, really happy. And I don't know how they do it.
I'm feeling pretty happy. Yeah. You know?
Awesome. I mean,
I woke up today, and that's all I needed.
I mean, yeah, I definitely feel happiness, like, sometimes.
That also might be the head injury I received a couple weeks ago. Never know.
It's painful to think.
Ever since, I've been having these terrible migraines and these visions of screaming. Anyway.
You need to stop thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's where the pain
just
comes
go into
from.
A coma.
Oh, boy. Ice pick to the brain? Go like Tolstoy. Hey. Sorry.
Go
Trotsky.
To Mexico.
Why did I say Tolstoy?
In Sweden, they have banana.
We were talking about Russian literature.
Did you know that?
What?
They have banana pizza in Sweden.
Banana pizza?
Is that they slice bananas and they put them on pizza.
Ilya, that sounds like fake news to me. You should check your source.
He's on Facebook, yeah.
Is it The Onion?
No. It's this meme page called Awful Recipes for Disaster.
You are subscribed to many meme pages, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Wait, remember how we were going to do bread memes?
Oh, yeah, we have to. They want to have a good bread meme.
Bread memes.
Yeah, we have to.
Or was it bread jokes? It was bread jokes.
Because
12
memes.
Bread puns that are a waste of your time. Oh, BuzzFeed was the last one.
There's some nice Italian and mm-hmm. French soldier memes.
Yeah.
Where it's.
The audience can't really understand those if we just explain the image. Yeah. Like, Italian grenade World War II era in Google search. The first image that comes up is a jar of marinara sauce.
That's a good one.
Audience, are you still there? Let's see how many people are listening.
Everyone.
I hope it went down by one. We're at 11 right now. Refresh. 12.
Wow. They want to.
People are joining in. Listening
maybe
to
they stop
discourse.
Thinking so they don't feel suffering.
maybe that's the one, dude. Wait, have you heard
heard what?
The new Milky Chance song?
I think you showed it to me, didn't you?
I might have told you to listen to it.
Yeah.
No, not feeling good. They released a new one yesterday.
Do you know that meme that's like, they call me Ranch because I be dressing? Because that is a funny meme. Am I right, dude?
I don't know that meme.
You haven't seen that? Good. It's like a guy wearing a full SpongeBob like hood outfit. Yeah. It's got a flat back cap and he's like, they call me Ranch because I be dressing. Anyway,
Board in the
bag it, ready to lose your toast. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We'd love for
PSA.
You to join us.
We didn't like read puns. A single PSA in the last hour, dude.
Shit.
Gosh,
golly.
The show started late. WMFO in Medford.
PSA. Be careful how stale your memes are.
WMFO Medford. WMFO Medford. That's what we are.
What's your show called?
Alternative Boys.
Alternative Beats.
That's it.
Woo! That's us.
The FCC.
Call in.
If you'd like to call in, the number to call is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I studied a little bit there. I haven't slept.
Call in. We'll sing a cappella. Ready?
What song are we doing? Which one?
I don't know.
Snowstorm.
You'll never be my hometown girl.
I love you, I hate that.
Ain't nothing like her in this world.
What are the words? Hold on.
So tired of the get around girl.
Wait, I gotta find the words first.
I have to do a PSA.
Can we sing the PSA to the
shoot?
To Sunday Candy?
Alright. Numbers to think about, worldwide cost of American healthcare. There's an image of some heart attack, real menu items. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of $2.5 trillion and you spend in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is voted to just the medical cost of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm really sorry.
That got me a bit teary-eyed.
Ready?
Do you want to... Wait, no, you have to sing a PSA now. Pick anyone that you want.
Wait, can you... What's your favorite rap song?
No, all of the lights... What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought it was going to be worse.
Dance with the Devil.
Oh! One of my favorite songs.
Because it's sad.
Okay, I'll do it to Feeling Used, but I'm still missing you.
Okay. Wait, can I pick?
No, it's gotta be a short one, please.
No, mine was pretty long.
I don't want to do
you
a
can
long
have
one.
Diabetes prevention PSA.
Oh, no!
I
want you to not diabetes prevention PSA!
That one's huge, actually. You don't have to do that one.
Okay, ready? Wait, where are the lyrics? Oh, there they are.
Oh, good God. You don't need the lyrics, though.
Want some diabetes. Those deep-fried butter balls.
Wow.
I can't do this.
Wait, before you continue, Ilya,
funny thing that happened the other day. Do you remember Tuesday's comp sci lecture? Do you remember what happened? Because I don't think I have never laughed so hard in a lecture in my entire time here.
Oh my god, that was bad.
You want to explain what happened?
Hold on, let me read this PSA.
Sure, sure, but remember what you have to do.
Want some diabetes with these deep fried butter balls?
Yes.
No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away.
Where's the song?
Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paul Dean and the pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems.
Keep
you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, if in your later years you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescriptions to drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meats or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO at Medford.
At Medford.
In Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. Thank you.
Crust me, I'm on a roll.
Stop. Really, after this? After this, really?
Yeah, you seem pretty passionate. Let's talk about what happened in CompSci.
I really got into that one. All right, so we were sitting in CompSci lecture, and, you know, it was about to start. It had already started. It did start. It was like
we were 10 minutes in.
No, it was in the first. Oh, maybe
we were talking
maybe
about Boolean expression.
No,
that was the first time.
You're talking about loops.
I'm gonna
about
bring loops. Up my note. Yeah, you're probably loops. Right, actually. No, or we were reviewing.
Whatever, irrelevant.
I have it up. Hold on.
We're talking about control blocks.
Yes.
Talking about global local variables.
It was
stuff.
Beautiful.
And then, you know, my computer suddenly lights up. With the words, Charlie, what did the label have the words with?
And his name is John Cena!
And the entire lecture hall just looks at me. And then my professor.
The thing is, it played for a solid 4 seconds.
Yeah, because instead of hitting me,
I didn't know it was you. I was just like, yeah. Oh, that's loud.
And then I looked at my professor and I said, well, that was the worst thing ever. I'm really sorry.
Like, wait, no, but it was. The timing was. You didn't do justice to the timing. You were like, wow. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, I really think I worked the audience pretty good on that one.
That was the funniest thing I ever seen. Actually.
I think she knows my name now.
You didn't give her a name. You didn't say, hi, I'm Ilya. I'm the one who played this.
But I did. I did say my name once. In class, the second class.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, the one. The first time I was there, and you're like, "Why are you here?"
Yeah, I was like, Charlie. What? Charlie.
That was
Charlie.
What other bread memes do we have? Before I break down and cry, I want to say, Ilya, I love you. Okay.
Can we play some music? Like, we've been talking for way too long.
Yeah, here's a song I picked out. The songs you have listened to. Thus far, included Fresh Air by Home Shake, Down by Marion Hill, Cocoa Butter Kisses by The Stairwells, that was a cover, and Lighthouse by Hearts and Colors, and Black Beatles.
It was the Adorelli remix.
Yes.
Of Lighthouse.
Or Andrelli. Andrelli?
I think
it's Andrelli.
Andrelli. Yeah.
Andrelli. 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 Ilya.
What? Sorry, that was...
Ilya, next CompSci lecture. I want you to go... Either do it yourself or have
Wait,
it play.
Should I look up Auschwitz on...
What? Oh, on, like, the terminal? and provide command? It's, like, the entirety of...
Oh, man.
Do either... Let's see.
I can't think of
something... Do Mein Kampf.
Oh, man.
For the written.txt.
What would be just the worst thing that I could do in lecture?
I think you get a soundboard that's all... Women making particular sounds,
that's
or men,
the worst thing.
Like like that. But you have to blast it. At a moment of silence. You can't make those sounds in the air right now. That's probably not okay. We're still in safe harbor hours, but I just mean, like, what was that? Is there a mouse in here?
No, I'm shaking the bottom.
I'm just hitting.
There could be a mouse.
All right, anyway, so I think what we're going to do is...
Do you remember Cat Dog? And it had the, like, the little mouse, Winslow, and he was blue, and he was really mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that show was so weird.
It was really weird. Yeah, well, like, they have a shared digestive tract, so where does it go? Like, it doesn't...
They just maximize it fully.
They maximize the nutrients.
Yeah.
They're eliminated within.
They don't need to poop. They're like Kim Jong-un.
That is a good reference.
Well done.
Oh, I forgot how glorious that leader is.
Yeah, I think that should be the next topic of discussion.
Have you guys seen the, like, Trump, Obama, Kim...
Wait, what?
What?
Have you seen the meme? Like, the inauguration of Trump, the inauguration of Obama, and then...
Yeah. Like, the Tufts one, it was, like, calm during... What?
Oh, man. Monaco. Love Monaco.
Yeah, gotta love him. We'll get back to the music, but we're gonna talk about memes next, I think.
Oh, more boy. Memes?
More memes.
More arguments, or just more memes?
I think we should do memes that lead into arguments.
Okay. Mm.
All right. Back at it with the music.
My brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, and by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education, a subprime loan, a craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled, now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal, oh, with being born in the USA. Oh, just a little born in the USA. Save me, President Jesus, I'm born in the USA. How did it happen? Born in the USA.
Yeah. Debbie Turner, my name is Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Thank you for locating my long-lost son, Dale Dimmadome, heir to the Dimmsdale Dimmadome fortune. If there's anything I can ever do to repay you for your kindness, all you need to do is ask.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's right, Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale
Dimmadome.
That's right, Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. That's right, Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. That's right, Doug Dimmadome. That's right, Doug Dimmadome. That's right, Doug. That's right, Doug. That's right, Doug. That's right, Doug. That's right.
It's time to
side, love locked in an overflow.
beneath the stars at the starlight. As I stood on the sideline telling you that I get that you're lonely, and I see that you're feeling low, but I hide in your heartbeat. I'll be there for you, you know. So when you're caught in a landslide, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you. And in the rain give you sunshine, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you. And every time that you're lonely, and every time that you feel alone, you should know I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, you know. I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you.
Thank you. Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
cop lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights,
turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Restraining order, can't see my daughter. Her mother, brother, grandmother hate me in that order. Public visitation, we met at Borders. Told her she'd take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head. In court sucked me dry, I spent that bread. She need a daddy, baby please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life. Every night,
how to take you on a date. I can't can't even buy you flowers. But together we'd be the perfect soulmates.
Oh, maybe it's alright now, you ain't got a flaw for me. If we go and touch, you can still touch my love, it's free. We can work without the perks, just you and me. Thug it out till we get it right. Baby, if you strip, you can get a tip, cause I like you just the way you are.
I'm about to strip and I'm well equipped, can you land on me the way I
don't need the G's or the car keys, boy, I like you just the way you are.
Let me see you strip, you can get a tip, cause I like, ain't got no visa. I ain't got no red American Express. We can't go nowhere exotic, but it don't matter, I'm the one who loves you best.
Oh, baby, it's alright now, you ain't got a flaw for me. If we go untouched, you can still touch, my love is free. We can work without the perks, just you and me. Thug it out till we get it right. Baby, if you strip, you can get a tip, cause I like you just the way you are.
Well, I'm about to strip and I'm well equipped, can you handle me the way I am?
I don't need the G's or the car keys, boy, I like you just the way you are.
Let me see you strip, you can get a tip, cause I like you just the way you are.
Baby, if you strip, you can get a tip, cause I like you just the way you are.
Well, I'm about to strip and I'm well equipped, can you handle me?
The car keys, boy, I like you just the way you are.
Let me see you strip, you can get a dip, cause I like you just the way you are.
The way you are. The way you are. The way you are. The way you
tight as fuck. Turn up! Turn the light off, Des. Turn it down. Hey, you roll up. You roll up for the boys? For the squad? No, that's our job right now.
Trembling tender, little sigh, and so it goes. The choking rose back. voices in my head saying I could do better. Damn. Voices in my head saying that I knew better. Yeah. I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular. But I still cross the line like I'm blind. Damn, voices in my head saying I could do better. Yeah. This was supposed to be the last time, last hit, last call, last feel, last trip, last run. That's what I always tell myself, huh? This was supposed to be the last one, last two, last flip, last you, last me, last night. Doing every single thing my parents warned me about, till I wore them out. Shit. Voices in my head saying I could do better. Voices in my head saying that I knew better. I done seen this shit happen 100 times on the regular. But I still, fuck. Voices in my head, conscious talking to me like,
look, Metro Boomin wants some
stick more. Stick to the plan, stick to the plan, stick to the plan. Bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan, to the plan. Stick to the plan. Bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan, stay focused. These niggas see your emotions. Stick to the notion, stay in motion. Remember, soon as you stand still, so will everything else you notice. Make sure all your interactions in with actions. If you stack in front and back and subtract, if it isn't adding. Plus who hurt you, don't let back and plan it out. Yeah, tit for tat, extra pussy, get distracted. Put that in or what's worth having. Boy, stick to the plan, stick to the plan. Stick to the plan, bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan, to the plan. Stick to the plan, bitch, quit playing. Stick to the plan, stay focused. Pay attention who you're getting close with. Distance yourself from negative energy. Voices in my head, they say it's meant for me. You in my way, bitch, it's no sympathy. Been plotting this since elementary.
Look, you need to buckle down. Have people asking where you at and wondering why you never wanna come around. You know that effort gon' come around.
Big face like Zordon. You bought the watch but can't afford the time. Even if you running out of breath. Weight of the world doing lots of reps. Time to get this generation last one and then the next two out of debt. And they gon' pay you back with respect. Just stick to the plan, still we can chill. Back when I rocked the white and blue Grand Hills, I realized there's no dream that I can't feel. I manifested all while I'm the man still. Voices in my head attacking what I'm thinking. Bullet to the head might be the way to free it.
If I leave my body, I can flee the spirit.
Swear to God, my death of fear just keep on shrinking. Wishing I could go back to the 90s, back when I was dreaming. Me and my dog was on a mission like we Kellen Keenan. Early 2000s, Detroit might as well been in hell with demons. Wondering when I started losing it, the losing grip. Feeling like I'm in the middle of the ocean, you either drown or canoe through it. Voices in my head till I'm used to it. Some of me to losing, some help me maneuver through it. When I talk to myself, I'm confused on who's who. I know in life you either blow it or blew it. And at the end of life, it's gonna feel like you flew through it. I just hope I didn't.
Okay. I hope you all enjoyed those songs. We're gonna go through the songs that were.
How many listeners do we have?
12.
Wow. Nice. Hello, listeners.
Yeah. Speaking of, I have to load all those songs in before we go. But you're listening to WMFO Medford. Ilya, what were we talking about while the music was playing?
All right, so we were talking about the geopolitical climate in the modern day, and we were talking about various socialist regimes across the world. So we were talking about how Russia's doing. We were talking, well, not a socialist country per se, but all the inklings of one.
A sprinkling.
A sprinkling of socialism in there. My opinion, personal opinion. Anyway, so we kind of stumbled into the idea of Cuba. And you know, Fidel, rest in peace.
Do you remember when I came Morgan, to you crying over Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Charlie and I, if you guys remember, Charlie and I spent Thanksgiving together. And I was just doing my work at 3 in the morning. And then Charlie runs in and he says, Ilya! Fidel's dead!
Who's going to fight capitalism on this side of the world? And I said, Charlie, I love you, buddy. And then I went to bed.
That's a true story.
Anyway, so Morgan brought up an objection to the modern socialist regime.
I wouldn't say objection.
Well, not objection.
He brought up a very good point.
Fact that, you know, I think we all should hear. So what did Morgan say? Morgan said,
so I think, like, an interesting thing about Cuba during the revolutionary period was that while they actively combated racism, they also had a very homophobic element within Castro's.
Yeah, and Charlie wanted to add a humorous element to this homophobic agenda.
There was no humorous element of this.
He said, and I quote, "So a funny thing about that." So let's hear it, Charlie. I actually haven't heard this yet, so
dark humor, maybe.
Let's hear it. So what's this funny thing?
Okay. I think you misconstrued what I was going for there. When I said funny thing about that, I was gonna offer an explanation, which I'll do now. Where's Charlie Sadaka?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, snowstorm.
Snowstorm. Yeah.
He's probably dead.
Stay for another hour?
Charlie, if you can hear us, we hope you're doing okay. Call the station if you need help. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636.
Or call me.
Or call Ilya. Ilya, what's your phone number? That's what I thought.
What's your social security number?
1-516.
Did I tell you?
404-9375.
Did I tell you how I got a Tinder date the other day? I said, "You seem chill as," and we'll put it a blank there. "What's your credit card number?" that's a true story.
That's an alternative way to get a Tinder date if there ever was one.
Was in Cuba?
Did you say?
Okay.
Listen, girl. Got the show on Friday nights called Alternative Boys, Alternative Beats. Let me show you how alternative I am. Wait, I really want to hear
Cassandra
this
just texted
homophobia.
Me.
What is this Cuba explanation?
Oh man, we can't Cassandra this, dude.
We can't Cassandra this. Oh, do you want to hear my alternative? Sorry.
Yeah, you're trying to Cassandra your way out of this
one. Okay.
We need to hear a tidbit.
Sorry. My ex texted me at a late hour.
There are no such thing as exes. Just O's.
X's and O. Okay. Funny thing. I'll stop telling funny things.
That was so funny.
Okay. That.
Interesting fact.
Interesting fact regarding the gay concentration camps.
I was one.
There were camps in which the wealthy were put in for pre-trial procedures, and. Okay. Conditions within those camps, as well as within soldiers' barracks, were examined personally by Castro dressing up as a homosexual man.
Huh.
If you can... This is a true story. So, he exhibited some form of behavior that might be interpreted as homosexual, perhaps. And, thankfully, he, outed some of the negative elements within these camps. That's the story, listeners.
I like how you used the word outed there. Yeah. That was well done.
Hey!
That was well done, I have to say. I have to say.
You know Castro's milk obsession?
No.
I'm not making this up.
Okay, I want you to describe this in graphic detail.
Castro was a very big fan of dairy, apparently. Like, he loved himself some cheese and ice cream. Like,
that's
full on.
Okay.